Hey friends, it's the 17th of March, and welcome to springtime. I want to go a different route today and maybe revisit something that we've talked about a little bit earlier. As I was coming to the church the morning that I recorded this in February, actually, for the March Pray Today, I received a text from half of some of my wife and I, our best friend couple, one of our best friend couples, that simply said in her text, "Ugh, these prayer challenges." So I sent her a smiley face back, and my wife said, "I agreed. Some of these are difficult, some of these challenges, but know that they're difficult for me too." And my wife and our church staff, I want to challenge you again this morning. And if you've stuck with us this long on Pray Today, you're used to being challenged. I want you to think back to something we did clear back in January about praying for our enemies, praying for people who are difficult to love. Today, I want to talk to you specifically about people that we're bitter towards, people who have hurt us or offended us in such a way that, you know, we just recently talked about taste. If they left a bad taste in your mouth, they left you bitter, a bitter taste in your mouth, I want you to add them to your list of people to pray for. Remember my solution and a really cool thing that God has designed for us who struggle with bitterness towards people is if we pray for them on a daily basis, I can almost guarantee you the bitterness will be softened. The bitterness will reduce to the point of going away, because I just don't think that we can pray for somebody consistently and harbor resentment and hatred or bitterness or whatever we want to call it towards that person at the same level for very long. So I want to challenge you to do that. So you probably, many of you are already thinking of who that person or those people are, those ones that rub you the wrong way, that grind your gears. And we're going to pause today and we're going to pray for those people. God, people hurt us. People offend us. People say things that we deem as inappropriate or stupid or things that should have been left unsaid, or we don't even know why somebody would do or say the things they've done to us. Lord, forgive me for my bitterness. Father, I don't know how to navigate it when others hurt me or people do things that I deem are wrong. But I do know that you call me to forgive, and you call me to let go of all bitterness, rage, slander, anger. You call me, you command me to let go of it. And Lord, I can just ignore the parts of your word that are hard. I can just make excuses on why not to forgive. But I know, Lord, in my heart of hearts, that's not excusable. I don't get to pick and choose. It's not a buffet. I don't get to pick and choose what I want to do. And so, Father, one of the hardest things is to forgive and to release the offender. God, I may have to do this every single day. And if it means writing it down and doing that, then I will. I don't just want to be released so I can feel better. I know that I need to release the offender. Lord, as I walk into my day today, maybe I'll run into somebody that I forgot that I'm not, that I forgot that I'm bitter towards, or somebody who I have bitter feelings towards based on what they do today. May you help me to practice the pause, to pump the brakes, and to remind myself that they are a child of God, that you love them as much as you love me, even if I don't feel like they deserve it. God, would you remove bitterness from all of our hearts? I can't imagine the difference that you will make in your people if we let go of bitterness, rage, slander, anger. Thank you, God, that you will give us the strength to do it. We just need the willingness to do what you're calling us to do. Thank you, God, I don't have to do this on my own. Thank you that you can use your people to encourage me to do this. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to speak into the lives of those around me with your truths. Help me, Lord. I need you in this area. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.